Okay, guys, I know y'all tuned into another episode today of Hot Takes with TP3. Before we get things started, we got a quick word from our sponsors. The first sponsor of today's episode is Prize Picks. I don't know if y'all are familiar or not with Prize Picks platform and how it works. If you download the app and you use promo code TP3BETS, you will receive 100% instant match deposit of up to $100. So you deposit $100, you get 100 back. Let's say you deposit 50, you get 50 back, and so on and so forth. How it works, guys, you pick 2 to 6 players, and if they'll go over or under their projections, more or less, you get up to 25% or 25 times your money on that. Let's say tonight you want to pick Luka Doncic to go over 28.5 points, LeBron over 7.5 rebounds, Dalvin Cook over 86.5 rush yards, and let's say you want to go with Jameis Winston under 205 pass yards, something or other like that, guys. It offers a ton of sports. That means you can have NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, PGA, college football. The list goes on and on. They even have tennis, NASCAR, anything you could possibly want. It is on there, I promise, guys. Prize Picks is available in your state. Download the app to check and make sure it's in your state. Once again, use code TP3BETS. It takes about 60 seconds to pick everything and deposit. It's easy withdraw, easy deposit. Once again, use code TP3BETS if you want to sign up for Prize Picks. Okay, guys, second sponsor of the show we have is SoBet. That's SoBet.io. The link is in my bio on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at TP3Bets. But y'all don't even know what SoBet is yet, man. It is the best value in sports betting. There's over 38 other handicappers on there like myself. It's $10 a month, and you get all those bets. Let's say you don't want to tail me. You can tail somebody else on the website. Everybody over there is winning. Everyone's putting in great work. You get every single bet explained, like me and Ben break down for you guys on these podcasts. Might as well go ahead and do it for only $10 a month. Might as well sign up, try a month, say you don't like it. It's all good, guys. But yeah, SoBet. Go over there, get at them. How's it going today, guys? We're back here live in the studio for an episode of Hot Takes with TP3. Once again, I'm your host, Thomas Penland, coming to you live from none other than Ben Gorwitz. Humble abode on September 4th. Ben, it is NFL week. Me and Ben are together in person. Ben, how are we doing today, man?
Yeah, welcome to the house. You're in my kitchen right now, so how does this feel?
Man, it feels good because most of the time I'm looking at you through a computer screen, so...
A little 3D action
now. Yeah, exactly. It feels good for us actually to be in person doing one together. Ben, when's the last time we did a podcast in person? It's been a while.
It would have been last year. We did one, I think, one in together last year. I think I went to your apartment last year.
Yeah, dude. It's definitely been a minute since we've done one in person. It feels good. We got to do this more often. But anyway, though, guys, NFL season is finally around the corner. We had a crazy weekend watching college football. This is a nighttime podcast, too. Normally, we'll do them at night. Right now, I'm currently sweating Duke, sweating the Phillies, doing a fantasy draft. So we need to lock in and focus. Ben, what part of this upcoming NFL season are you most excited for before we get into it?
Who's going to be the team that we predict to make the playoffs and has an awful year? It's something that I look forward to the most. We're accustomed to it kind of being the same teams, right? Like the Jets have kind of underperformed in years past, and even when they're supposed to be bad, they end up even worse, or Zach Wilson makes some plays, but you know, now with Rodgers in there, they're supposed to be good. The AFC East, who doesn't make the playoffs, or do all three, possibly all four, make the playoffs? Really three, but we'll get the Patriots a little bit in there. Yeah, just that team who's supposed to be good, you know, it's going to be someone.
Yeah, I love how Ben's the most excited for how wrong we're going to be. That's just a great way to set the tone for the podcast. So anyway, guys, with no further ado, let's get into it here. Ben, let's start things out with our season-long awards. First award coming up, Ben. Let's start out with our Offensive Rookie of the Year. Who do you have as your Offensive Rookie of the Year? Something tells me we're going to be on the same page here.
No, we're going to be different.
Ooh.
I'm going to take Jahmyr Gibbs. I think his production in the offense that the Lions are going to have is going to be equal to what Bijan has asked to do for the Falcons. I think Gibbs is a little bit better. Personally, I think he's a little bit better of a receiver than Gibbs, but I think Gibbs is a little bit better of a rusher. But I think this Lions offense is going to be really potent, and I think Gibbs is going to be a main reason for why, because especially in those first, was it four games or six games that Jameson is suspended?
Six games.
Amon-Ra St. Brown's obviously still there, but someone's got to fill that Jamal Williams touchdown gap that he had last year. He scored in just about every single game. I think Gibbs is perfect for that role.
Yeah, Ben, I definitely think that's a pretty solid pick you got right there. You know, guys,
I'm not even going to have to give some sort of like lead into this one. I'm going with Bijan Robinson, man. I think this Falcons team is going to be special. I think this Falcons team's going to win the division, as we talked about. And how are we going to do it? Desmond Ridder's going to turn around and do the one thing he's going to do. Hand the ball to Bijan and let him cook. There's a reason why the Falcons took this guy so high. Let Bijan cook. I'm going with Bijan Robinson.
And that's after, weren't they the number one or number two rushing team last year at attempts?
Number one last year in the NFL in rushing. So, yeah, it all makes sense to me. Next one up here, Ben, let's go with the defensive rookie of the year. I'll let you lead him with this one.
I'm going to go Nolan Smith. So I'm going him because I think it's going to be really hard for Hassan Reddick to repeat the numbers that he did, providing chances for other guys to step up in that Eagles defense. You know, Jalen Carter is obviously a big piece in that defense, but it's really hard to win this award as a defensive tackle. I think Nolan Smith will be able to get to the quarterback in the NFL. He is just so strong. Yep. I mean, you look at him and his biceps have biceps, and it's like that SpongeBob where he puts on the muscle arm and the muscles have muscles on them. That's Nolan Smith to me. I think he's going to succeed in this defense because he should get single team one-on-one a lot because there's just too many other dudes on this team. I like Nolan Smith.
Okay, that's a nice pick right there, Ben. That was definitely off the beaten path. You know, there's a lot of different ways I could go with this one. Ultimately, I'm going to go with Will Anderson. I think that this defense is going to be changed under D'Amico Ryans. I think that he really is going to come in here and change a culture in Houston. I think there's a reason why that they ultimately gave up their first round pick and went ahead and got Will Anderson. You know, like, actually, I'm not even going to get into that with it. Just give me Will Anderson.
I was shocked that they released that linebacker that was the leader on the team last year, lead tackles guy. He's a linebacker from Houston. Is it? Last name starts with a K, maybe Kirko or Kirk. I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, I didn't even see that. But yeah,
the Texans just released like their leading tackler from last season.
Interesting, interesting. So yeah, no, but yeah, I like our picks there quite a good bit. I'm really feeling like Will Anderson's gonna come out here and get it done. I like how Ben though went off the beaten path. It's not a bad idea to pick one of the best rookies on the best defense in the NFL. So that's always a good idea. What to do there, Ben? Next award up here. Let's go with our Defensive Player of the Year. Who do you think is going to win Defensive Player of the Year for this upcoming NFL season?
I'm going to go TJ Watt. I'm a big Steelers guy this year. I personally think he's the best to get into the quarterback in the NFL. I think you might think Parsons is up there as well. TJ Watt is the most complete defensive guy that I see in the NFL. And best to get into the quarterback when he's double-teamed. He double-teamed more frequently than any other player in the league the last two seasons. Obviously, Aaron Donald was not far behind. But I think TJ Watt's the complete package. I think the Steelers do have a big year, and I think he's obviously a big part of it. He's just got to stay healthy.
I'm actually going to agree with Ben on this
one.
There we go. I'm going with TJ Watt as well. The guy's just got to stay healthy, man. TJ Watt can never seem to stay healthy, but if he can, he can do it. There's like an insane stat. I think he averages like 1.5 sacks per game he plays in or something insane like that. Like, this guy's literally just a walking sack. Oh, it's Corey Littleton. Okay.
I think he was their leading tackler for the Texans.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, he's a nice middle linebacker.
They cut him.
Yes, but anyway, I like TJ Watt a lot. I think TJ Watt's going to be able to get to the quarterback. And, I mean, we know what this guy can do. He's one of the most talented players in the league on that side of the ball. Ben, let's go Offensive Player of the Year here. So, typically, MVP is a quarterback-driven award. Offensive Player of the Year is another solid one that we all like to see. I mean, usually this guy is like the Fantasy Football Player of the Year, basically. Ben, who do you think is going to be the Offensive Player of the Year?
Stephon Diggs.
Wow.
Give me all of the controversy in this offseason that we've had with the Bills and whether Diggs wants to be there or not. I'm trusting Diggs and his word over any reporter that we've seen out there. I think Diggs has a monster season. I think the Bills have a monster season. I'm big on this Bills offense once again. I mean, how can you not be? I mean, the receiving corps is really good. Josh Allen does Josh Allen things. They just, you know, they've come a little short in the big game. And you know what? Stephon Diggs is not really to blame in most of these games. So there was that game where Gabe Davis, I think, had 3 touchdowns where Stephon Diggs didn't do much. But he's a big-time player, and I think he's got a big-time year coming with a little bit of controversy in the offseason. I think he's ready to shut people up and just be like, just talk about my football game because I'm here.
That's – You know, Ben, I'm all for the off-the-beaten-path picks, and I like how Ben actually is not taking the most, like, mainstream picks with all these, which, Shout out to you, Ben. I'm going to go with another off the beaten path pick here. I know everybody wants to pick Tyreek Hill. Everyone wants to pick Jay Jettis. I think those guys are going to have great seasons, but I think the Falcons are going to make the playoffs, and it's not going to be based off Desmond Ridder. It's going to be based off Bijan Robinson. Give me Bijan Robinson.
As a rookie of the year.
A rookie of the year and offensive player of the year. Look, the Falcons took him so high not because they're trying to sign this guy to a second contract. They're trying to run him into the ground and get as much as they can out of him. I think Bijan's going to come out here, tote the rock for the Falcons from day one. Give me Bijan to get it done right here for offensive rookie of the year.
I would love that.
Yeah, it would be sick to watch. Part of it is me wanting to watch it play out, too.
Real quick, Arthur Smith's mustache is a 10 out of 10, right?
Dude, it's a 25 out of 10. I can't think of many mustaches better I've ever seen.
Big Cat said it gave the Falcons two more wins than they're supposed to have.
Absolutely. Minshew, take notes on what a real mustache looks like. Anyway, Ben.
Jags owner's got a nice stash.
Oh, Con?
Yeah.
Great stash. Great stash. Yeah, those are elite. Those are probably the most elite stashes in the league. Since you just alluded to it, let's talk about who's going to be the coach of the year. Who do you have as your coach of the year this year?
Yeah, so they had a great year last year, and people are down on them this year. I think they're going to win the division. Give me Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings. I think he is ready in year – I think year two?
Yeah.
Year two for him. I think they're going to be just – maybe not just as good as last year because I think they won 13 mm-hmm. games in the regular season, maybe 13-4. Is that right?
Yeah, I think they did win 13 games.
I think they win this division. I think when you're not favored to win this division and they do it for a second year in a row with Kirk Cousins in a contract year, I think it's the storyline enough just to get him coach of the year status when you're not projected to win your division and you do it. I'm going Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings.
Okay, I like that pick. That's another off-the-beaten-path pick. I think y'all can, at this point, see a theme in my picks.
Arthur?
Oh, give me Arthur Smith, man. Falcons are winning this division. They play the 31st easiest schedule in the NFL. Arthur Smith's a great coach, and he has his fingerprints all over this offense and everything they do. I think the Falcons are going to give the ball to Bijan and let him cook, and it's all going to be because of Arthur. This is going to be throwback to the Tennessee days for Arthur. Bijan is his King Henry. Give me Arthur Smith as my NFL Coach of the Year. Next award, man, we're knocking them out, man. I like how we're flowing right now. This is usually a faster podcast, but let's talk about the comeback player of the year. I think that the people have already spoken who they want for this one. Who do you got, Ben?
So I'm not placing a future on this. Obviously, Damar Hamlin is probably someone who's going to win this award, but give me John Mechie, former Alabama guy, went through cancer. Ooh. Didn't play last year because he had cancer, beat cancer, and now he's about to have his official rookie season. And, you know, why not?
It's a pretty good pick, honestly. I like how you went, once again, off the beaten path there. John Mechie, the odds got to be insane on him. I'm going to go with another guy who's going to be another
comeback player of the year is weird because, like, Geno won it, but he wasn't hurt.
Yeah. Well, it's for somebody.
So, like, technically, Russell Wilson could win it this year?
Russell Wilson could. It's from somebody who either bounces back from a terrible season or, you know, from not, like, playing. Or, you know, it's like the guy.
Then John Mechie's not going to win it.
No.
I mean, he would have to put up huge numbers.
Well, he could definitely win it. I mean, he could have big numbers. You know, the Texans aren't deep at wide receiver. Nico Collins is their number one wide receiver.
Yeah, yeah.
Tank Dell and him. So, there's definitely a chance. It's definitely not a bad pick. I'm going to go with Tua, though. I think Tua is...
Oh, I guess that would count.
Yeah, I think if Tua comes out here and plays in every single game and he does what I think that he's going to do...
He does what he was when he was on the field last year.
He's
insane. He was an MVP caliber player.
Exactly. I think Tua's going to come out here and get it, but if Tua wins the second award, I might have him down for here in a second, then there might be somebody else winning it. Ben, we've alluded to it enough. Who will be the MVP of...
You want
to
go first if you've already said him, or are you not going to go with him?
So... Man, you know, I've talked myself into it. Look, I will say this. I think putting money on Tua to win MVP is a great bet. I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts, though. The Eagles' schedule is extremely easy. He would have won it last year had he not got hurt, and he was my pick to win it last year had he not got hurt. I think of the same thing here. Jalen Hurts is able to stay healthy. The numbers that he puts up in this offense, I mean, it's like a created player on Madden with the numbers he puts up running and passing the football. You get down in the red zone, he is a weapon to punch this ball in on the ground. You drop too many men back in coverage, he's picking 15 up on the ground and getting out of bounds. Jalen Hurts.
I'm going Josh Allen. I think the Bills have one of their regular seasons, 12-4, 12-5, 5. They play 17 games, right? Or 18.
They play 17 games.
Yeah, so I think the Bills fall between 12 to 14 wins this season. Okay. I think they take care of a hard division. I think Josh Allen, I mean, he's obviously he's an MVP contender every single season. So that this is probably the most chalky pick that – oh, TJ Watt might be the most chalky pick that I've had. But you got to stay course of the schedule a little bit. You can't go too crazy with these. I do have a future that I have placed on Josh Allen.
I like that. Yeah, I placed futures on Tua and Hurts. Honestly, though, Josh Allen's really not a chalky pick as you think it'd be. A lot of people are pretty down on the Bills this season. I wanted to be down on the Bills, but once I thought about it more, though, Ben, I mean, they literally watched their teammate die on the field. They had to deal with that. They had to deal with so, they had all their secondary get injured. I feel like the Bills had to deal with so much, and everybody's writing them off, that it's definitely a good time to be high on the Bills. You know, it makes sense to be down on them, but then when you see typically in the NFL, not everybody's going to be right on everything. So when everybody's down on a team, that's when you want to be high on a team, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think the longer Von Miller waits to play this season, the more beneficial it could become for the Bills. I think if he sits out maybe until week 4 or week 5, then I think it can help his legs later on in the season.
No, 100%, Ben. I think that's definitely a solid pick. All right, guys, so to recap our awards, Offensive Player of the Year. All right, Ben's got his pulled up right now. So Ben for MVP has Josh Allen. I have Jalen Hurts. Offensive Player of the Year, he had Stephon Diggs. I had Bijan Robinson. Defensive Player of the Year, we both have TJ Watt. Rookie of the Year, Ben went with Jahmyr Gibbs and Nolan Smith. I went with Will Anderson and Bijan Robinson. Coach of the Year, Kevin O'Connell. For me, it was Robert Smith.
Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith. Jeez. So many names right now.
Might have to kick you out of my ass for not getting that one.
Yeah, I know. I'm confusing all these names right now. So many names I'm saying. And then Comeback Player of the Year, Ben has John Mechie, and I have Tua. Jeez. All right. I blame it, guys, personally, on this fantasy draft going on right now. This thing's got me stressed out low-key. Anyway, though, we shall continue. Let's talk about our playoff teams here, Ben. So, making the playoffs this upcoming season, I got to pull my list up, too, because I can't name these off the top of my head with all these names flown in and out. Whatnot.
So, I can repeat myself in case anyone wants to join me. I've talked about it a couple times. I have a playoff parlay of Jacksonville Jaguars, Minnesota Vikings, San Francisco 49ers, and okay, Kansas City Chiefs. It's 10 to win $148.
Not bad.
So those will be included in my winners when we get to them.
All right, let's start things out in the AFC in the Eastern Division. Who do you have winning?
Buffalo. I think that one was – I have the MVP and offensive player of the year.
Yeah, well, you know, I threw Tua's name out there for comeback player of the year and MVP, so I will be going with the Dolphins to win that division. Let's go to the AFC North.
Cincinnati Bengals. I think in a division that's really tough, give me the quarterback I trust the most.
Yeah, Burrow's not missing time now. That's huge. I'm still going to go with the Browns here, though. I just think all these teams are so talented in this division. I think Deshaun Watson's got a chip on his shoulder. If Deshaun Watson can come back and play as a top 10 quarterback in the league, we don't need him to be MVP Deshaun again. We just need top 10 QB in the league, Deshaun. I think he can do it, so I'm going to go with the Browns here.
Amari Cooper could be a – if you're high on the Browns, Amari Cooper could be a play, or Chubb, obviously, for offensive player there. I mean, Cooper should put up big – if Deshaun's good and back to form, Amari Cooper should be putting up big numbers.
And, you know, I almost wanted to pick Deshaun, too, for comeback player of the year, but I just feel like that people don't like Deshaun, so they're not going to give him an award that's kind of like a heartwarming award, you know?
Yeah.
So – that's what I think is going on there. Let's talk about the AFC South. You have Ben just said he has his parlay. He has the Jags.
Yeah.
I mean, look, guys, y'all know I love to be different. I love picking the underdogs. I like to say there's value betting on this team. It's the Jaguars. Don't waste your time with anybody else. While I wanted to pick the Titans, give me the Jags. And then
Titans have the second best odds, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Titans have the second best odds. Last but not least, the AFC West.
Chiefs
as well. And y'all know I'm a Chargers guy, but it's Patrick Mahomes, it's Travis Kelce, it's Andy Reid. What are we doing here? Kansas City's winning this division. Let's talk about our wild cards now, Ben.
Okay.
Who do you have as your top wild card?
Pittsburgh Steelers. Just a loaded roster from top to bottom. A coach that I absolutely can trust to win tough games, road or home. And I think Kenny Pickett has a huge jump with the way that we've seen Kenny Pickett has a huge jump in year two with how we've seen Pickens play. Deontay Johnson is almost feeling like a lost receiver on this team because Freiermuth is very good, and they revamped the offensive line. So I think the Pittsburgh Steelers do have a great year.
I'm going to go with the Chargers here. I think that Kellen Moore, being the offensive coordinator here, is going to work wonders and actually let Herbert throw the ball down the field. He's got Quentin Johnston now. They got the other TCU receiver. The guy that nobody's even talking about they still have is Joshua Palmer.
Keenan Allen.
Yeah, throw him in there with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. This offense is loaded. Dumping down to Eckler is always going to be a thing as well. I mean, I think that this is the Chargers. I'm not saying they're going to the Super Bowl or anything here, but I'm just saying, like, I think this Chargers offense stacked and the injury possibilities pop up. They got plenty of bodies to throw out there, so give me the Bolts as my top. Next up is my wild card team. I'm going to go with Ben's boys. I'm still going to take the Bills to make the playoffs. I think this roster is extremely talented. They can blitz the quarterback, which is huge in today's NFL. I think at this point in time that, I mean, you got to go with the Buffalo to be in the playoffs.
No, I mean, absolutely. I'm going to go the Jets with my second wild card spot. I just think they have too much talent for Rodgers to kind of screw this thing up, for Robert Saleh to screw this thing. I don't know how much coaching this team needs in order for them to just make the playoffs. I don't know if that makes any sense, but like I feel like they're star defensive players. Like, what's a coach doing for Sauce Gardner?
True.
Yeah. What's a coach doing for Quinnen Williams? Like, these guys just know how to play football. Their defensive line is unbelievable. I think your boy from Florida State, Jermaine Johnson, I think he's poised to have a huge year. I think Jermaine Johnson is always going to be that kind of third-ish name behind Aiden Hutchinson and Kayvon Thibodeau, and I think he's going to have a career that is just up there with those guys. I think he's a sensational player. I think the Jets' defense will carry them in most games. We need to see a little bit more from the Jets' receivers. We talked about that on our AFC East pod. We know what we can expect from Garrett Wilson, but everyone else is just kind of an Aaron Rodgers shadow figure, and your name's not really mentioned right now. So,
yeah, no, 100%. I'm with you on that one, Ben. For my final wild card team, I'm going to go with the exact same team you just picked, which is the Jets. I still think the Jets have way too much talent.
It would be shocking if they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets won 7 games last year with arguably the worst quarterback play in the NFL. Now, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is necessarily going to be MVP Aaron Rodgers, but above replacement level quarterback play for the Jets means at least 9 wins. I think with Aaron Rodgers, you're going to get like 11 wins. I think the Jets make it.
So he's like statistically the worst quarterback in the NFL. Like Zach Wilson, in a certain amount of passing, his numbers are worse than Jamarcus Russell or a lot of guys. Okay. Ryan Leaf, Johnny Manziel's numbers are better, which is historically shocking.
That's crazy.
I don't know if I knew it could go lower than what Johnny Manziel put on the football field. I mean, and I love Johnny, but yeah.
Sheesh.
I mean, Jamarcus Russell was rough too. My last one, I'm going to go the Chargers. Like, too good of a roster to not make the playoffs. Boy, you better hope they make the playoffs or I'm going to be all over you, even though I'm joining the Chargers bandwagon, possibly. Just too good.
Bandwagon.
Just too good. Not yet. Too good. I think Herbert takes a big step. I think I said our last podcast, the podcast before, that I think he's a good chance of leading the league in passing yards this year. Just too good to not make the playoffs. So that means I don't have the Miami Dolphins in the playoffs. And while I think they're a good team, I think they're a team that I don't know if I can trust them week to week. I think obviously Tua's got to stay healthy. They play some sloppy football, and I think that is a brand of how Mike McDaniel coaches the game of football. Not afraid to go for it on specific occasions. He's kind of a Lane Kiffin of the NFL, a little bit of a wild card type of coach. I need the Dolphins to show me they can stay healthy before I believe that they can stay healthy. And if when Tua was out last year, they were a 180 of a team. Waddle's a little banged up to start the year, so I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to see Tua in the playoffs, but I just couldn't find a spot for them.
Fair enough, Ben. It's all right. I'll let you sleep on my Dolphins while they turn around here and hopefully do what I think they're going to win. Ben, who do you have coming out of the AFC and why?
I'm going to go – I think it's the Bills here.
Okay.
I think by the time they get Von Miller back, because I haven't seen what week that's supposed to be yet. I just think they're going to be really good. I think Gabe Davis showed what he could do last year. Obviously, I'm really high on Stephon Diggs. Very interested. I'm not going to make a prediction of how their run game is going to be, but it should be better than what Singletary was able to provide them, Singletary and Moss. And I just think it's their time. I think they're poised. They've just been right there, and they're the third team behind the Bengals and the Chiefs. I think it's their time to shine, to finally get to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, I don't hate the pick, Ben. Personally, you know, I really want to go with the Dolphins here. I really do. I'm very high on this Dolphins team. I think they're going to be really good. At the same time, though, I feel like we do this every single year. We try to find some team that's going to come out here, win the AFC. You know, we think the Dolphins have a trending up defense. Tua can stay healthy. The numbers, I mean, only him and Mahomes were the most accurate quarterbacks of the bet. This, that, and the other passing stats. You know, we look at the Bills, they're stacked up passing. They got Josh Allen. We look at the Jets, they have an amazing defense. They have weapons. You get Aaron Rodgers in there to give them better quarterback play. What are we doing here? I'm going to go with the most chalky pick in the world. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs to win the AFC. I woke up 2 days ago, Ben, and I was like, why the fuck am I sitting here trying to think of reasons why other teams can win the AFC? It's Patrick Mahomes. It's the Chiefs. He's gone to the AFC Championship game every single year that he's been the starting quarterback. What are we doing here? Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs, winning the AFC. I hate to be that guy. I'm the biggest advocate of going against the grain, and I'm picking him because I'm going to go against the grain in the NFC. Anyway.
The NFC one is tougher for me. But we'll get to that. Well, let's go division by division first.
Yeah, let's go over here. Let's do the NFC and... Sorry, this Phillies game is stressing me out, guys. But anyway, we won't worry about that right now. Let's worry about the task we have at hand. Start things out in the NFC South. I'm going with the Falcons.
I went with the Saints.
All right, I just don't know. I'm leaving. Ben can finish this podcast by himself.
I just don't know what you can trust at a Ritter in order for me to say they're winning the division just yet.
Ben, the thing is with the Saints is Derek Carr has worse weapons now in New Orleans than he had when he was in Vegas, and the Saints lost their entire front seven, and their defense was the saving grace of the team. I personally don't think Dennis Allen, Sean Payton.
No, definitely not.
I think the Falcons and the Panthers have the two best rosters in the division.
I just they got to protect Bryce Young a lot better than they did in the preseason. It was rough for that offensive line.
They definitely do. It is the preseason, though, but I do agree with you. The offensive line did look terrible, so we'll see how things look. I'm going with the Falcons. Ben's got the Saints. Let's go to the NFC West. Ben, who do you have?
49ers.
Okay, Ben's rocking with the 49ers. Classic pick right there. I'm actually going to go with the Seahawks here. I think the Seahawks stockpiled all those draft picks and rebuilt their team through the Russell Wilson trade. I think the Seahawks are pretty loaded across the ball, and I think Geno Smith has even more weapons now that he has Smith and Jigba in there, and they play a pretty easy schedule.
Is he ready for week one?
He's not. He's going to miss a couple weeks, but by the time Lockett gets hurt, he'll be ready to roll, so it's going to be perfect timing. Hopefully Lockett doesn't get hurt, though, knock on wood. Anyway, though, let's talk about the NFC North. Who do you have winning this division?
The Vikings.
That's right. Back to the parlay.
Yeah.
Ben's rocking with the Vikings. I'm going to go with the Lions. You know, I loved the Lions in the offseason to win this division. And then, you know, it kind of goes back to like when everybody likes the team who never wins anything, it almost feels like a bad pick. But I really do think Dan Campbell's turned things around here fundamentally. And they really got momentum rolling into this season. So I think with all those things adding together that this is the Lions division to win, and I think this team has so much talent. I really think as long as they have Ben Johnson over there calling plays, he gives them such an edge, so I'm going to go with the Lions here to win the division. Let's take things now to the AFC East, NFC East, which is the most interesting division arguably in football besides the AFC North. Ben, who you got?
Eagles. There's way too much talent. Way too much talent for this team. I don't trust Dak enough, personally.
Yep.
I think the Eagles have a decent amount more talent than the Giants offer. But we've seen the talent doesn't tell the whole story with the Giants, obviously. But I think too much talent with the Eagles, that's a chalky pick, but too much.
Yeah, I think you're – I honestly think you're right, Ben. There's just no way to go against the Eagles. As long as Jalen Hurts is out there, they've done a good job of, like, keeping the main pieces in the defense while rebuilding it at the same time. Like, the Eagles have done such a great job of adding the youngins in there with the stacked-up squad. So I'm going to have to go with Philly as well. Give me the Philly special here to win this one. Let's go to our wild cards, though. I'll give out the first wild card here. I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys, we talked about it on our actual pod that we did when we previewed this division. Cowboys were two overtime losses away from having an identical record to the Eagles this last season. Now you look at it, they maybe get a little bit better on defense, bringing in Gilmore. At the same time, though, you bring in Brandon Cooks on offense. I don't necessarily love the fact Mike McCarthy is going to call plays, but at the same time, I think the defense is stacked up and it's put up or shut up time in Dallas. Micah Parsons, he's probably the next best pick besides TJ Watt to win Defensive Player of the Year, so I think as long as you have the next Lawrence Taylor rushing the passer, all your sins will be forgiven. Oh, wait, and he has DeMarcus Lawrence on the other side of him, and they bring in that Michigan defensive tackle in the middle. This Dallas defense is going to be a nightmare on NFC teams, and they're going to be – and their offensive – like, Dallas is so stacked, honestly. If they had a little bit better quarterback play, I'd probably pick them to win the division. The
problem is they are very undisciplined.
Yes.
And they don't have a coach that turns that around typically.
Definitely not.
I'm going to go with the Lions with my first – wild card pick. Favorite to win their division. Big expectations. I think they have a good year. I just don't think they have as good of a year as the Vikings.
Fair. I definitely was struggling with my final pick because I have the 49ers coming in at my next one. There's no way I can't not take them to make the playoffs. I don't know. Honestly, I just think Seattle's just a little bit more stacked, and I think Pete Carroll's a great coach, and I think this team's going to deal with some injuries. We know they do every single season. We don't necessarily know the status of Bosa, even though I'm hearing he's going to be in there by week two, just because it takes a while, apparently, to get these kind of deals done. So we'll see what ends up happening here for the 49ers, but ultimately, though, there's no way this team doesn't not make the playoffs. They're too well coached.
Give me the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
Wild card spot number two for the fellas. It would shock people for two teams in this poor division, the division everyone wants to make fun of.
Yeah.
If they get two teams in, I think they do get two teams in. I think the Falcons are very similar to the team that I'm going to say next in my third wild card spot, so I'm just going to go ahead if you don't mind. The Giants. I think the Giants do have a little bit more talent than the Falcons, but a much harder schedule. And I think it's going to even out to where they play similar brand of football. I think the Falcons are going to play one way and one way only. If it loses them games, it does. And if it wins them games, I think it will. I think they're going to want to rely on this run game in the red zone. They're going to try to let Ridder do some roll out of the pocket kind of stuff. And if it doesn't work, they have a reliable kicker to at least get points on drives that they get in enemy territory. Giants, reliable kicker. Daniel Jones was able to get seven, a lot more than three last year, and I think the Falcons and Giants become the second wild card team and the third wild card team this year. So I don't have the Cowboys.
Wow, Ben's not picking the Cowboys.
I think McCarthy's done.
Okay. I could see McCarthy getting fired and them still messing around and making the playoffs.
If they don't make the playoffs and fire McCarthy, let's say they make that move first. What happens with Dak? Does the media spin it to where he's on the trading block? Do you think they are not patient owners, the Jones family?
I still think they'd probably hang on to Dak unless there's really a better option out there. If they want to trade up in the draft, if they think
Trey Lance is letting. I wonder if they would try to hire Kellen Moore as the head coach.
Nah, I think that they would honestly just promote Dan Quinn to the head coach.
He did go back.
Yeah, exactly. I think Dan Quinn will still be – I think Dan Quinn kind of knows. That's why Dan Quinn stuck around, because he could have definitely gotten jobs. But I think Dallas is way too talented not to. I think they'll figure it out. But for my last wild card spot, I'm going to go with Ben's boys here. I'm going to go with the Vikings. I still think this Vikings team's talented enough. While I do think there's some regression in them winning one-score games, I also think it says a little something about your team that you're able to win that many one-score games. Out of all that stuff, I think the Vikings got to come out here and make the playoffs still. I think that they got a little bit better on defense. Wow.
Clemson has missed a 23-yard
field goal. Clemson missed a 23-yard field goal, guys. Yeah, this is tough, guys. It's tough for me to podcast during games. I get so distracted. I'm such an ADHD person, but we fought through it. We're almost here. Nice little 32-minute podcast. We've done a good job breezing through this thing. Ben, who's winning the NFC and why?
I think the 49ers win the NFC.
Okay.
And it's hard for me to pick them because, again, another team that has just always found an injury.
Yeah.
these last couple of years. They've been so close, and I just think finally the teams that have been so close finally pushed through this year. So I'm going to take the 49ers out of the NFC.
Well, Ben, I'm going to knock on wood, and I'm not going to take the 49ers here because I've taken them the last 3 years, and they've lost in the NFC Championship, and I've had less than $75 on them to win the NFC Championship to win over $1,000 the last three seasons and lost. So I'm going to do them a favor and not pick them here, and they're going to win. So I'm knocking on wood once again to make sure I don't jinx it. And I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys to win the NFC. Oof. I don't know what it is, but this, yeah, I told you guys I was going to go with the against the grain, the idiot pick here for this one.
Clip that.
I just think Dallas is loaded, man. Like, when I look at this roster, I think defense wins championships, and I think the NFC's weak. I think Dallas is going to line up every single week and have the best defense in the league out on the field.
Who's their receiving core outside of CeeDee and Pollard? Because he's technically.
Brandon Cooks and Michael Gallup.
And Gallup, okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, did they bring anyone special at tight end? They lost Schultz.
They drafted the tight end. They already had Hendershot, and they drafted the tight end from Michigan. So, I mean, they are a little weak at tight end, but I think you can live I'd rather have Brandon Cooks, honestly, than a middle-of-the-pack tight end. So, ultimately, though, I think this Dallas team is loaded, man. I think they're ready to take the next step. So, I'm going to go with the Cowboys to win the NFC. I just think that everything's matched up for them. And then to win the Super Bowl.
Well, who's your AFC?
The Chiefs. I'm in.
Yeah.
It's Patrick Mahomes. Give me Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl again. I'm not putting any money on this, by the way. I don't believe in betting on the favorites.
That would be a Super Bowl to be fun to watch with Jerry Jones' pissed off face on national television.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Buffalo Bills to beat the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl. Nobody circles those wagons like the Buffalo Bills. I'm high on them. MVP, Offensive Player of the Year. I guess why didn't I give McDermott Coach of the Year? I think it's tough when you've just always, 11, 12 win seasons and you repeat that. It's obviously a regular season award. I think the Bills are poised to do it. They've been so close. I think when they get in the playoffs this year, let's assume and say the Chiefs, Bengals, and Bills are all there. The big national AFC storyline is going to be, can the Bills get out of the third place basement and above the Bengals and Chiefs? Really about the Chiefs, but Joe Burrow has Pat Mahomes' number. I know he just lost to him, but overall he still has his number. And I would say the Bills are definitely the third best AFC team. I can't put them ahead of the Bengals and Chiefs until they just do it. Like, I don't know why. Yeah. I think talent-wise, they're there with them, but Joe Burrow in big games is really, really tough to bet against, and Mahomes is even tougher to bet against. So give me the Bills over the 49ers.
You know, Ben, the thing I do like about it is it always feels like it's the post-hype season when the teams break through. You know, the Bills played that crazy playoff game against Kansas City, then they kind of got anointed, as like the next chosen team or like the chosen ones. So I like your thought process here a lot. I feel like this year could definitely be the Bills' year, but ultimately, in order to be the best, you got to beat the king. And until I see somebody come in the playoffs and beat the king, I ain't buying it. I've seen Joe Burrow do it. I'm not buying the Bengals this year. Give me Kansas City to get it done. Ben, anything else you want to say, man, before we go finish up watching this Duke game and we kick off the season on Thursday?
No, I'm excited for our Falcons, obviously, because I honestly have no idea what to expect.
Yeah, and also, too, guys, let's throw this out there as well. Not a good start so far to the season on these games, on me and Ben's picks for our picks pod. We've been in the lab cooking, though, and I promise y'all we're going to get y'all right this weekend. I just wish that there was numbers out.
1-4 last week for me and 2-5. Oh, well, I got Clemson minus 13 pending. So 1-5 for me because Clemson may lose this game and 2-5 for you. So, yeah, not a great start, but we'll turn it around.
Hey, guys, we were better at NFL than college last year. NFL's starting up. Yeah, we're definitely going to turn it around. We're going to get y'all right for Thursday. But, Ben, it's a pleasure as always, man.
Yes, sir.
It's been a pleasure talking to all of you guys, and we'll talk to y'all on Thursday.